And thanks for your call, Dougie. The fact if they need to keep Luke Brooks. Luke Brooks is off contract at the end of 2019. They need to keep him.
He manages games. He manages them well.
Absolutely, and he's getting better and better at it. So who knows where he's going to stop with that. 1353 53 is the open line number. Coming up after the break, we're going to speak to Steve Corica. What controversy we had at the SCG yesterday. Forget about Dennis Sully versus Viv Richards. Brady Height from the US will give us an update on the World Series, which goes to Game 4 today, and that'll start at 11 a.m. local time. And then Phil Moss will give us an update across the A-League and the English Premier League as well. So lots coming up next hour. Stick around.
I'm Kim Cartwright. At least 8 people are dead and 6 injured after a gunman opened fire at the Tree of Life Congregation, a synagogue in the Squirrel Hill neighbourhood of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, home to 2 universities. The suspect reportedly denounced Judaism as he opened fire on the family celebration of a new baby. Our US correspondent Priscilla Huff reports.
46-year-old Robert Bowers allegedly shouted, "All Jews must die," as he opened fire on the congregants gathered at the Tree of Life Synagogue. An extended family had gathered at the conservative synagogue for a baby naming ceremony on the Jewish Sabbath. The Pittsburgh Public Safety Director said it is one of the worst crime scenes he has ever witnessed. Others said it's a good thing Jews traditionally walk to services and are often late, or the situation could have been far worse. According to posts on Bauer's Twitter account, he sharply criticized Jews and immigration, with his last post saying he can't sit by and watch his people get slaughtered. Quote, "Screw your optics, I'm going in." Priscilla Huff, Air News, Washington.
Detectives investigating the homicide of 24-year-old Toya Cordingley continue to appeal for information from the public. In particular, officers would like to speak to a man, woman and 2 children who were seen picnicking on Wangetti Beach on Sunday, October 21. Detective Inspector Sonia Smith.
They left the beach area at about 1:20. We're just keen to speak with them to see what they saw.
An extensive forensic examination and search of Wangetti Beach has been conducted. However, police say wind and rain may reveal more evidence in days to come. Anyone who finds anything should contact police. The Duke and Duchess of Sussex have farewelled Australia after delivering moving tributes at the closing ceremony of the Invictus Games. Prince Harry and wife Meghan received standing ovations last night when they took to the stage to thank the 500 wounded and ill defence veterans from 18 nations who competed. When Harry delivered the final speech of the night, he made sure everyone knew it was the Invictus competitors who were the real VIPs, touching on the issue of mental health.
To girls and boys who see you speaking openly about anxiety, stress and depression, you are showing it's okay not to be okay.
A US-bound caravan of Central American migrants is pressing on through southern Mexico despite government offers of jobs as authorities step up efforts to disperse the convoy that has angered President Donald Trump. Mexican police in riot gear briefly blocked the march of men, women and children as they neared Oaxaca State before dawn to relay the offer of temporary identification papers, jobs or education for those seeking asylum in Mexico. Trump has threatened to send troops to the US border and cut aid to Central America to try to stop the group of several thousand people who left Honduras 2 weeks ago. Briefly, members of Islamic State have killed at least 40 US-backed Syrian fighters, captured several alive and regained areas they lost earlier this month in eastern Syria near the border with Iraq. Also in news, a 27-year-old man has died in a single vehicle crash in Narrabri, northwest New South Wales, early this morning. The crash happened on Yarri Lake Road in Weewa. His 2 male passengers, aged 25 and 37, were treated for minor injuries. And in Victoria, a 36-year-old man has died after his car smashed into a fence at Warrnambool. This is Air News. Melbourne United captain Chris Goulding may be out for tomorrow night's round 3 clash with Illawarra. Goulding dropped a season-high 29 points against the Perth Wildcats before he was forced from the court just before the end of regular time. The Cats claimed a 5-point win in double overtime. Wallabies coach Michael Checker has admitted to feeling flat after a 3rd defeat at the hands of the All Blacks in the Bledisloe Cup. New Zealand won 37-20 last night in Japan. The Wallabies will spend another week in Japan before a 3-test tour of England, Italy and World Series with last night's 37-20 victory. A crucial downfall for the Aussies was Tolulatu's yellow card for a face slap on All Blacks counterpart Cody Taylor that reduced Australia to 14 men. That and the numbers of turnovers, according to coach Michael Checker.
It's all about trying to deliver consistency, you know. I think we had better periods of consistency, but then You know, we need to have a bit more perseverance with the ball in our hand, and, you know, not always try and hit the home run in the first play.
The Wallabies will spend another week in Japan before heading further north for a three-test tour of England, Italy and Wales. Sydney FC are all but certain to be without marquee Sim De Jong for Tuesday's FFA Cup final after suffering a hamstring injury against Western Sydney. De Jong came off the bench in the second half of yesterday's 2-0 A-League win over the Wanderers, but lasted just 20 minutes before being forced from the field. Also in sport, Sheffield United have returned to the top of the English Championship after beating Wigan 4-2. Australian Independent Radio News.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you'll have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Cabernet Merlot. By De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
Race into Oz Design Furniture this Melbourne Cup season and enjoy 25% off trending furniture and homewares collections. Hurry, end soon. Visit ozdesignfurniture.com.au. Look out for extra pedestrians around the city, Milton's Point, Piermont, Glatesville and Lane Cove for the Seven Bridges walk-on today. In Gymea Bay Road is closed between President Avenue and the Kingsway for the festival today. And in Orchard Hills, the M4 has that reduced speed limit. It's down to 80 k's between Mamre and the Northern Roads due to ongoing roadworks. The M4 eastbound on-ramp onto the Northern Road will be closed from 10 p.m. tonight, reopening at 5 a.m. Details at rms.nsw.gov.au/the Northern Road. I'm Solomon Gates, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
You're chasing winners over spring, well, why not? Make sure you're listening Monday mornings from 9 a.m. Punters Postmortem. It's myself, TK, along with the best in the business, Ronnie Duffersey, Dean Lester, and Glenn Munsey. If you're serious about punting, make sure you're listening Monday morning from 9 a.m. Punters Postmortem.
The excitement of spring racing returns to Rosehill Gardens this Saturday with spring racing on Derby Day. Get trackside in your best Derby Day black and white to enjoy live racing, entertainment and hospitality. Plus all the action from Flemington live on the B screen. For world-class racing, award-winning hospitality and entertainment, book spring racing on Derby Day this Saturday at theraces.com.au.
It's Brett Ogle here. Look, Drummond Golf has asked me to do a world first on radio, a 15-hour commercial where I read out their entire stock list to prove that only Drummond Golf has a range that includes all the famous brands in bags, clubs, buggies, balls, shoes, clothing and accessories. But like you, I'd rather be out playing golf. So if anyone from Drummond Golf asks, can you tell them you heard the 15-hour ad and it was fantastic? Thanks.
Sky Sports Radio, Sydney weather.
Cloudy for Sydney, a 50% chance of showers early this morning. It's raining up here on the northern beaches. Wind southerly, 25 to 35 kilometres an hour, tending southeasterly, 20 to 30 kilometres an hour in the early afternoon, then becoming light in the evening and large and powerful surf conditions. So be a little bit careful on that one. A morning shower or two, a maximum of 19 degrees, Raymond. They're running at Queanbeyan today, so you better give us a weather update for there. And, of course, what's happening right now at Queenscliff?
Yeah, Queenscliff currently 16 degrees cloudy. Now at Queanbeyan, where the races are on today, James, beautiful day down there, heading for a top temperature of 23 degrees, partly cloudy.
Here's Pedro on the scamper. It's an excellent challenge. Not to shoot! Australia have lost the battle.
Oh, brilliant! Beautiful sweeping ball, and Goodwin had the magic touch at the end.
This is the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy Smith and Ray Thomas. Brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock, over 5 acres at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Yeah, welcome back to the program. Final hour, and it's been a big show thus far. Raymond, down there in Melbourne Town after the, well, it was just incredible performance of the Mighty Mare Winx. 4 Cox plates, never been done before. And dare I say it, I don't know, it's been written about previously, it'll be a long time before it happens again. Good morning to you again, Raymond.
Yeah, James, I don't think it will ever happen again.
Nah.
Certainly not in our lifetime anyway, but yeah, magic moment in sport.
Yeah, absolutely. Big hour coming up. Steve Corica, very shortly, the new coach of Sydney FC, and what controversy last night at the SCG. Again. We're not talking about the football, Raymond, and that's the disappointing thing.
Sad, you know, because the quality of football has been good. And what I watched in the second half last night was excellent football, but the VAR just dominating all the talk this morning.
Los Angeles sports professional Brady Hite will tell us what's happening in Major League Baseball. We're into Game 4 today, but Game 3, longest ever in World Series history.
Did you watch much of that, Jim?
Oh, I watched as much as I could. Max Muncy, Raymond.
So how did it come about? How did the match winner come about from Muncy?
Well, he's a left-hander, bottom of the 18th. He's a guy who was playing in the AAA leagues 3 months ago. Now he has hit, I think it's 41 home runs in this season, and he's only played half a season for the Dodgers. He was formerly at Oakland A's, I think, but got the call up halfway through the year. Now he's playing in a World Series, and not just playing in it, but having a huge impact. So 2-1 they trail against the Red Sox. Fourth game coming up, I think it's about 11 o'clock start, and that's just a couple of hours away here, 11 o'clock local time here. So we'll speak to Brady about that. We'll get a sports update from Tanya. We'll speak to Phil Moss across A-League and English Premier League. Trent Lansgale's been woken up down there at tab.com.au, and we'll have a chat with Scotty Foster. And we want to take your calls, because there is lots to talk about on 1353-53. But lots to talk about after the game last night, Raymond. In the end, it was Sydney FC 2-0 in another Derby Classic, but we're talking about all the wrong things, VAR. Let's see what Steve Corica thought of the performance of all concerned. He joined us on the line. G'day, Steve.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah. You sound chipper, Steve, and understandably so after that performance. But we'll get to that first. How were you, or were you satisfied with the performance of your players, given the fact it's a derby, they're always hotly contested, and it's a good, strong win?
It is. It's another win against the Wanderers. It's a derby. It was our first game at the Sydney Cricket Ground as well, which is our new home, part one of them. I was pleased, very pleased with the first half performance and a majority of the second half. Defensively, you know, we were strong as well. We had to rely on our defence for the last, you know, 20, 30 minutes of that second half. So I'm proud of the boys, what they did. 2-0, clean sheet, which is great, and it's another win, and really what I said to them, it's a derby, we need to win it, we need 3 points, and they did that, and they did it well, so I'm very pleased with last night's performance.
Yeah, good morning, Steve, thanks for joining us again. Before we get to the VAR controversy, can I just ask you about injuries? Adam Lafondre, I could see sort of limping off there towards the end, the cup finals Tuesday night. How's your roster looking for Tuesday night?
Yeah, no, Adam's fine. It was Sim De Jong was the one that looks like he's tweaked his hamstring a little bit. So I'd say he'd be out of the cup for Tuesday. Everyone else seems fine. We'll have Danny De Silva back as well on Tuesday, which is great for us. And the one from last night is Danny Sim. Obviously pulled up with his hamstring. Other than that, everyone else is looking pretty good.
How important is it, Steve? We talk Adam Lafondre there, and Milos Ninkovic, Alex Bross. These your leaders of your team are your best players in these big games. Mm. That must be satisfying from a coaching point of view.
Yeah, of course. You know, they are the big players, and they lead by example, and they come up last night with the goals, both of them, Adam and Alex Bross. But it's not just the goals they scored last night, it's the way they pressed and the way they worked for the team. It's an all-round team performance from them, which they lead from the front, but everyone else as well, you know, worked extremely hard and played to the game plan and structurally were very good. And it's good when you got big players like that stand up in big matches. And, you know, we have a big match on Tuesday night. It's the first trophy up for grabs in the Cup again against Adelaide. And we need these players to be ready, and that's why, you know, I brought Alex Broskov and Milos Ninkovic off. So we got them the rest they needed to go into that game fresh.
Yep, can't wait for Tuesday night. Steve, I was watching the coverage last night on Fox Sports, and I saw Mark Bosnich interview you after the game, and he probably did catch you on the hop, but it was a fair question, I thought. And if I could ask you in relation to the VAR controversy, Bosa wants it dropped now. He wants to get rid of it. He did ask you last night. Have you had a chance to reflect on that question? And as a coach, if the A-League stepped in today and said, VAR is gone, what would be your view on that?
Well, I think like I said, I think in the press conference afterwards, we just want the right decision. So, and I think we were all a little bit confused last night with the decision because I thought it was a foul on Michael Zulu, but actually when the referee came out after the game to explain, it was actually an offside. He was
offside,
in the offside
ruling,
position
yeah.
and coming back to block the player. So when you look at it like that, I think he made the right decision, the referee. So, but everyone else just thought it was a foul on Zulu, which maybe didn't look like a foul. And you can understand what happened then with their coach afterwards. He was disappointed in the decision and stuff like that. But once it's explained, maybe that's what they've got to do while the game is going on, why he made that decision. So the coaches know, really, because no one was quite sure why. When he explained it, it was... You think, maybe it was a good decision then. So, but there's been other decisions that maybe haven't been right that we think, you know, oh, they've got it wrong. And you don't want that. We've got VAR for a reason, and that's to make the game better and to make the decision right. So, you know, I think they just got to make sure they get as many as right as possible, because it does hurt teams when you get it wrong.
That's a very good point that you make, that the explanation is communicated through to the viewers, not just at the ground, but especially on television. And as a result of that, you have a bit more empathy with what's happening. Given the fact that Marcus Babbel, with all his experience, and he responds in the fashion that he does, from your point of view, you must think, right, we got him here, if that's the response of the coach and he's losing control.
Yeah, of course. You know, I thought we had him after we scored the first goal, because mentally... I think they've only beat us once in 14 games or something. So, like, mentally, once a goal goes in, that first goal, they think, oh, God, here we go again.
Yep.
They've beaten us again. So, it's very important that we scored that early on. And, you know, that was a great start for us. And then, you know, when we went 2-0 up, we were more comfortable. And then, you know, it's when they do get a goal back is when, you know, maybe there's trouble. But while it's 2-0, we were comfortable. Yes, we were defending quite a bit in that second half, but, you know, they're losing, so they have to throw something at us and go to try and get a goal back. So I thought overall we defended quite well.
Yeah, defence was fantastic. Again, Steve, how do you travel to Adelaide on Tuesday night and bring home the trophy?
Well, we have to. I'm looking forward to it. It's back-to-back for us, hopefully. That's the plan. That's what we said at the start of the season. We wanted to go back-to-back in this competition, and we've given ourselves the best chance. We will travel tomorrow to Adelaide and prepare ourselves like normal. They have an extra day rest than us, but, you know, our boys have pulled up fantastically well after the game, and it's all about recovery now and preparing how we want to play against Adelaide down there and to get the win we need to win the trophy.
Yeah, well, fantastic work last night. Congratulations on that win. I know there's always extra special when there's a derby involved.
Yeah,
absolutely. So well done on that. Good luck on Tuesday, Steve, and appreciate your time this morning.
No problem. Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Steve. Steve Corica. Scored the winning goal in the first ever grand final victory for Sydney FC, and now he is leading from the front from a coaching point of view. 1353 53 is the open line number. Let's go to callers now before we go to a break. Sally is on the line. G'day, Sally.
Yeah, good morning. Firstly, the Roosters. Are we still going to get Ryan Hall coming to them, Jimmy?
Ryan Hall is slated to come and play. He's got an ACL injury.
Yeah,
so when he actually plays, Sally, will be a bit of a question mark around that. But Brett Morris is coming as well.
Yes, great. Mm. Okay, and my other question, please, is, you know the strapper of Winks? What's his name? Would Ray know?
Yeah, Umit, I can't pronounce his last name. Sally.
Yeah.
a terrific bloke, devoted to that horse like no one you see. And I don't know if you actually saw Vision, Sally or Jimmy of Umit, watching the race yesterday. He couldn't look. He could hardly look at the race. He didn't cheer until she pulled up safe and sound. He's just so worried about that horse and her welfare.
Isn't it amazing the way he checks her out when she comes back? He's just, he's all over her. I think he's marvellous. Yeah,
he loves
that's great.
Mm.
Yeah, and she was brilliant too. And so were the Roosters. So a double whammy.
Yeah, double whammy. Good on you, yeah. Sally.
Poor Sally.
By the way, in saying that, they are going to miss Blake Ferguson. He was exceptional for them this year. The Roosters, of course, Blake,
the Cairns team, Parramatta.
Off to the Eels. So there you go. Someone told me during the week that there was a tweet that was put out, and Tanya will appreciate this. There was a tweet that was put out, Raymond, and talking about, and Zorba mentioned it earlier, how unfair the NRL draw is. And for next year, for 2019, unfortunately, Parramatta will be forced to play every team that finished above them on the NRL table in 2018. So they finished last, Raymond. Every team finished above.
I'm about to say, is Tanya laughing or staring at you with daggers?
She's getting ready to come in. She's pretending not to listen.
There's only one way for the Eels to go, though, James.
That's exactly right. Well, there's two.
They can't go any lower. So.
No, they can't go lower, but they can go worse. So fingers crossed for the Eels in 2019.
They'll go better next year.
Terry's on the line. G'day, Terry.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Really well, mate.
Morning,
what
Terry.
Do you got for us, Terry?
Good. Just ringing up to say about Wings. I've been following the racing for about 60 years now, and I've seen some good horses in my time. Just to name a few, like Todman, Bone Crusher, Kingston Town, Al Waverley Star.
Yes.
And one of my favourites was a horse called Carioca.
Yeah, Carioca, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He held the record for 6 furlongs and 2 miles, which was probably a mighty effort, you know.
Yeah, at Randwick, I think, wasn't it? By memory, I think.
Which one was it?
Well, at Randwick, I think he held those 2-track records.
Yeah,
at
he did, that's correct, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, like with Winks, what I've seen her do, and I watched her parade yesterday, and she was so relaxed, and she just didn't have a care in the world. She, her head was just turned around.
And the thing about it, too,
track and I watched that race. She had that at the top of the straight. She had that race won, and her record, 29 wins straight and 4 Cox Plate, that will never be broken. And for someone to come out and say that she was overrated, I've heard everything now.
It was a silly comment. Just on her, James, she is remarkable, but. The thing about her is that she wants to race, she wants to train, she doesn't like actually being out in the paddock, she gets bored. So right now she absolutely loves the competition. And I think what Chris said earlier is she's probably 10% better than the rest of her rivals without being denigrating them. And because of that, she never gets pushed to the limit, Jim. So she comes back after a race enjoying herself, she knows she's won, she goes home injury-free, touch wood, and that's the key to her longevity and why she's so good as a 7-year-old mare.
Yeah, absolutely. 1353-53 is the open line number. We'll go to a break now. Sports update with Tanya very shortly, but there is some breaking news over in the UK. The Leicester City owner's helicopter has crashed after their 1-1 draw with West Ham at the King Power Stadium. Tanya will have more on that very shortly. It's 22 minutes past 9 on the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend.
Radio is a part of everybody's life. It can go with you everywhere. It's immediate. Every day, Sky Sports Radio brings you complete coverage of racing and sports.
He's a good coach, Desi, and they decided only a couple of weeks ago that they wanted a manly guy in charge.
From the Big Sports Breakfast, 6 mornings a week, to Racing HQ and the National Racing Service, you get it all. Then there's digital radio, bringing you high-quality reception. It's perfect for listening to the BSB. Whatever your passion, join our Sky Sports Radio family. Warrawing Needy retired the fastest horse on the planet. A brilliant horse with blistering speed has left the gate in 25 twos, a time rarely heard of. Visit yerribee.com.au.
Thinking about your next build or renovation? Wideline Windows and Doors has all the planning tools at your fingertips. Their website is full of inspirational ideas to make your project a success. Advice and tips to get you started, even a colour selector and window planning tool. Plus, free online quotes are returned in 48 business hours. Just upload your plans or tell them what you need. Easy. There's never been a better time to take a closer look at the Wideline Windows and Doors website. www.wideline.com.au.
punters, we bet you. You can't find a better betting app than the Tab app. With more live Sky Racing than any other app, exclusive race previews and the biggest range of race replays on offer, you have everything you need to give you the best betting experience all in the palm of your hand. Plus, enjoy access to detailed form, cutting-edge data and expert analysis from the best in the business. Download the Tab app today and stay ahead of the game. Tab. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
Be rewarded at Panthers, Raymond, with Panthers' new loyalty program. Panthers Rewards. Are your rewards points going up, Raymond?
Going up very, very well, mate. Looking good. Probably better shout you and lovely Tracy if you ever come out that far.
Well, but if you're going to shout me, I'll be out. Fair dinkum. Oh, there's never been a better time to be a member of the Panthers.
You're saying bolt out of the blocks couldn't go faster.
For only $5, members receive... You've got the wrong impression of me, Raymond. For only $5, members receive over $1,000 worth of rewards. Earn Panthers points every time you make a purchase and redeem your points throughout the club, including at all restaurants and bars. If you're not already a Panthers member, join now for just $5 and be rewarded. And if you are a member already, renew now. Details at panthers.com.au.
On the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, with a sports update, here's Tanya Thomas.
A-League last night and more VAR controversy. Sydney FC beat the Wanderers 2-0. The Wanderers coach Marcus Babbel exploded when the VAR overturned a goal from his team, flinging his jacket and then kicking an advertising board. While in Gosford, Central Coast and Melbourne City drew 1-1, the equaliser for City coming in the 84th minute. New Zealand defeated Australia 37-20 in the Bledisloe dead rubber to complete the 3-0 series whitewash. The Wallabies mounted a spirited mid-match fight back, but were ultimately outdone by the flashy All Blacks. In front of just over 46,000, the match was played in Yokohama, one of the main venues for next year's World Cup in Japan. Meantime, Fiji drew up 36, beat Queensland Country 26 in the final of the National Rugby Championships. New South Wales head into today's final day of the Sheffield Shield cricket match in Melbourne at 9 for 178 in their second innings, still trailing Victoria's first innings by 108 runs. The Blues need one of the all-time great last wicket stands to force a draw. Fresh from winning his fifth World Championship title, Marc Marquez is on pole for today's Australian MotoGP at Phillip Island. Aussie Jack Miller will start from sixth. Still with motorsport, and Dan Ricciardo has beaten teammate Max Verstappen to claim pole for the Mexican Formula One Grand Prix. The owner of Supermare Winx will meet with trainer Chris Waller in a few weeks to discuss her future after yesterday winning her fourth straight Cox Plate, thus clocking up 29 consecutive wins. She will now go for a spell, with the likelihood of her returning to racing in the Sydney autumn. American import Brian Conklin recorded 17 points, which helped to spark Illawarra to an 86-78 NBL victory over Brisbane in Wollongong last night. In the earlier game, Perth 101 beat Melbourne United 96. Today, New Zealand host Adelaide, and let's hope the Kings can go back-to-back when they take on Cairns in Sydney. Roger Federer has advanced to his 14th Swiss indoor final with a semi-final win over Daniil Medvedev overnight, 6-1, 6-4. He's seeking a ninth title at his hometown after a 99th overall career title when he takes on world number 93 Marius Koppel in the final tonight. Koppel beat Alexander Zverev in three sets. Liverpool has equaled its best ever start to an EPL season with a 4-1 win over Cardiff. The victory has taken the Reds to 26 points from 10 games, which equals their tally from 2008-09. In other matches, Brighton 1, Wolverhampton 0, Fulham 0, Bournemouth 3, Southampton and Newcastle 0 all, Watford 3, Huddersfield 0, Leicester and West Ham 1-1. The Invictus Games ended last night with the closing ceremony in Sydney. The Duke and Duchess of Sussex attended, along with the 500 athletes from 18 countries who competed. Prince Harry summed up the week beautifully when he said it was a week of ordinary people doing extraordinary things.
Could they be any more in front? Could they have charmed people any more?
No.
Harry and Meghan.
Not a slip up
whatsoever. The
best. Except when Meghan walked out of the plane in Tonga with the tag still on her dress.
You know what,
which makes her even more human.
Absolutely.
I have to say, I reckon it was great.
I think they were fantastic. Now, not so fantastic. You mentioned just quickly before, Jimmy, the game between West Ham and Leicester City. Now, Phil Moss is out there, who may have more on this than I. The game was 1-1, but there was tragedy in the car park afterwards. The helicopter, which is owned by the owner of Leicester City, not sure whether he was actually in that helicopter at the time, but it took off from the middle of the field and crashed. It spiraled and crashed in the car park, burst into flames. I'll just read the copy here, because that's the best way to do it. It says, pictures from the ground showed a large fire in the car park, which has since been put out. BBC commentators said that it spiraled, and that witnesses said that it came down like a stone. He said, I've been in the back room and seen the staff of the first team in tears. The reception area is silent with people crying. So that's what normally happens with that helicopter. Their owner takes off from the pitch. So thank God. I don't know at the time why there weren't people in the car park. Obviously there was.
I know.
But obviously we would have heard if anybody was injured from, you know, any debris that flew out from that. But the tail propeller wasn't working, and that's what put it into a spin, and it went down and just burst into flames. So not sure who was on that helicopter at the time. We'll try and find out.
It is such a shocking tragedy, yes. So we'll wait to see on that one. But the pictures coming out, I'm just looking at the BBC website now, the pictures coming out are distressing, just incredible. And you just wonder who was involved in that one. Thank you, Tan. Appreciate that. 1353 53 is the open line number. Just before we get to Mossy, we'll go to a caller. Dennis is on the line. G'day, Dennis.
Hello, boys. How you going?
Really well, mate.
Morning, Dennis.
Ray, I rang you a few weeks ago about Winks and your comment this morning about Kingston Town. What a clash it would have been had, you know, I know you can't, it's very hard to say or do, but by the gods, he is mighty, isn't he?
I think the best.
Good enough or not, I think she's just too good all around.
As I said earlier, too, like, you don't fluke it over 3.5 years and 29 consecutive races.
No.
That says it all. And she's racing at the top level, regardless of what some people may say about the opposition. She's met some top class, world class horses at times, and she's treated them all with similar disdain. She wins with conviction. And she wins without being fully tested. She's just a remarkable racehorse.
Is it time to go to stud?
Are you talking to Ray or about Winks?
No. You're right, you know what I mean.
Oh.
Don't you take that.
Maybe not defer to Tanya on that one, I don't know. I will say, as an 8-year-old mare, time hasn't caught up with it yet, but an 8-year-old mare next spring... Do you want to tempt fate? I don't know. Gee, it's a tough decision to make, given she's going as so well, isn't she, guys? She's just going better than ever.
Absolutely. Shows no sign of slowing down, Raymond. I thought that was incredible. He said, not being disrespectful to the other horses, but we don't have to try and get 2% more out of her. She's 10% better than them. Just has to maintain. That was an incredible revelation from Chris Waller that we had on the program just an hour ago. 1353 53 is the open line number. We'll take a break, Raymond, because guess who's sitting beside me? It's so exciting.
Well, the great man's in the studio.
It's not that exciting. It's Phil Moss.
Oh.
You like to hear about sports and racing?
Yes, yes, yes.
We've got the perfect start to your week. The Big Sports Breakfast has cricket, NBL, rugby league, race tips and more.
Oh!
Wake up to the Big Sports Breakfast, Monday morning from 5:30 on Sky Sports Radio.
Lionel, so many great names in cooking at Bingley.
Yes, Mum. Smeg, Westinghouse, DeLonghi, Amiga, Beko, Woolworths and more.
Woolworths is actually a supermarket, Lionel.
And if you buy a selected oven, cooktop or range hood at Bingley, you'll actually get a bonus Woolworths e-gift card, Mum, worth up to $300.
Wow.
Yep, a bonus Woolworths e-gift card up to $300 only for a limited time at Bingley.
Offer via redemption. Conditions apply. See in store or bingley.com.au for details.
90 footy legends, 6 teams, playing for over $100,000 in prize money and raising money for the Mark Hughes Foundation. The Legends of League return. One action-packed day of old-school rugby league. Come marvel at the skills of household names. Menzies, Baderas, Hindmarsh and Saylor. Saturday, November 17, Central Coast Stadium. Get your tickets now for the Legends of League from Ticketek.
Back in by Retray. Lafondre, oh, what a save! And he puts away the follower. And Adam Lafondre, the Englishman, at the SCG. And he's got 2 goals in 2 games to start his A-League career. He strikes first.
listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Well, some people say that any publicity is good publicity, and controversy for a game is going to expose it to more people. I'm not sure this is the case, and it was perfectly explained by Steve Corica. It was a breakdown in communication that has seen Mark Bosnich, who's very passionate about the VAR. We had Phil Moss, our football expert, being very passionate about the VAR last week. But I think on this occasion, Mossy, it's been a case of a lack of communication or a breakdown in the process that's seen everyone go over the top, including Marcus Babbel, for a penalty that what we believe now is just. Good morning, mate.
Side.
Yes, good morning, Jimmy. Good morning, Ray. Look, there's unfortunately, it's ruling the airwaves, it's ruling the column inches, this VAR issue. But last week in the Melbourne Derby, I thought the decision was wrong.
Right.
Fornaroli went to ground. Yes. It should never have been a penalty. Last night, the decision was right. It was an offside player, Josh Sotirio, interfering with Michael Zulo coming back from an offside position.
Yep.
By the letter of the law, the ruling last night was 100% correct.
Right. So where's the problem?
The problem is the process. The problem is the time it's taking. Football is a game that needs momentum. It needs its flow. Yeah. It's ebb and its flow. And the time it's taking between having it assessed, the referee listening in the ear, the referee showing the square, the referee running to halfway to look at a monitor, the referee running back on the field to say a decision's now been made, it's totally against the spirit of our game when it comes to momentum and the excitement that disrupts the flow of the game, as I said.
Well, Phil, it sounds like you think the VAR has a place in the game, so how do you fix it?
Yeah.
Well, I think the process just has to be a lot smoother, and you know, I don't like comparing codes, but at least in rugby league, and I know that's got its issues as well, at least the referee, when he's unsure of a decision, goes to the video referee. Then they go to the bunker and they say, we have a decision, bang, there it is, right?
Yep.
For right or for wrong. But it takes a lot less time than it's taking in our game. And there's a lot more stoppages in rugby league than there is in football.
Right.
So you can afford more time in rugby league than you can in football.
And don't worry, the rugby league people, and me included, hate the stoppages that we get with the bunker, and you're saying it's even more pronounced in football.
Yeah, look, I really do. I think the process is completely wrong, and I've said for a long time now, I think there is a place in football for technology because it's there. So why wouldn't you use it for the big decisions? But last night, if the referee, Beef, didn't even see that incident, which he says he didn't. It was all VAR last night with the Sotirio Zulo incident. And I was at the ground, and I was on that side of the ground, and we in the box didn't even really see it.
Right.
So if the goal had been allowed, everyone would have gone, Zulo and Broski were blowing up. But everyone in the stadium would have gone, oh, it's a goal.
Yeah.
It's a
goal.
And you
live with it, right.
Exactly, yeah. Phil, I don't want to labour the point, just quickly. So would you prefer to see a bunker-style system brought in so the ref doesn't have to run off the field and view things and go back on?
Yeah, I would, Ray. I think that is a big part. I think there's two problems. The first is that the video referee has the ability to get in the ear of the referee if they think there's something wrong. I think it should be the referee making all the decisions, and if he's got a doubt in his mind over a decision, he goes upstairs.
Mm. Yeah.
And the people upstairs make a decision, come back to him, say, this is our decision. You've asked for help, there it is.
Adelaide United 1-1 with Newcastle Jets on Friday, and the other game yesterday, controversy as well, Mariners 1-1 with Melbourne City, but again, VAR rearing its, not ugly head, but it is on this occasion.
Yeah, that's right. And again, that decision between Khalifa Cisse and Bruno Fornaroli, a tangle just inside the edge of the box. I've seen them given, I've seen them not giving.
Right.
Bruno Fornaroli does get close to his defender all the time and holds on to feel the defender, if you like, a term that we use in football. And so, you know, it's six of one, half a dozen, that one for me. But again, the process, it's the process that gets people saying it's controversial, not so much the decision all the time. So that needs to be cleaned up. But yeah, look, unfortunate for the Mariners because Ross McCormack scored in the 21st minute against his former club, Melbourne City. And it looked like the Mariners were probably going to hold on until Dario Vidicic came off the bench around the 75th minute, scored in the 84th. It was a scrappy goal that trickled across the line. But yeah, the points shared up there at Central Coast Stadium.
Usain Bolt experiment. Bill, I know you had some strong views a couple of months ago. Is it over, mate?
I think it is. And I think it's interesting one, Ray. I think it's come to the... If he does walk away, I think it's the right conclusion for the A-League because I've said all along he's not good enough as a footballer. Where I have a big, big question mark is if he was that desperate to be a professional footballer, he should have snapped the Mariners' hand off for a minimum wage contract. Just to have the opportunity. He doesn't need the money, you know, albeit for me to talk about his private financial affairs. But if he's that desperate for the dream of becoming a professional footballer and the Mariners have tabled an offer of $100,000, which I actually think is overs for his ability. And
for his football playing.
For his purely as a footballer, I think that's overs. He should have been saying, I will play for minimum wage. There's been other players that have done it. Players who have played all their lives.
Should there be a marketing component to it, the FFA come in and say, look, okay, football-wise you're getting paid this, but we recognise what you bring to our sport, so we're going to top you up to the tune of $500,000.
I think it should be a back-ender. Here we go, back-ender. You've been talking about that
you know
a lot
what?
This week.
Des Hasler, you've been spending too many hours on the Northern Beaches.
I was with Sean Penn last night, and I congratulated him on Desi's appointment.
Sean Penn? Great. You were with Sean Penn?
Where am I going?
Are you going? What a great actor.
Well, he's good-looking enough to be Sean Penn.
Fast Lines at Ridgemont High.
Sorry, Scott, if you're listening. It was good to catch up last night. But, look, going back to your original question, Jimmy, I honestly believe that Usain Bolt has to prove himself, and he hasn't. So if he was to sign a contract as a footballer, he becomes another player in the A-League to prove himself this season. If things go well and he earns a second year, then you can start to look at marketing components, and there can be maybe FFA have had time under the new board to assess a very extraordinary marketing contract because of the circumstances.
Yeah, and just I just want to jump in here. We're going overseas now, Raymond. I don't want to talk EPL. I'd love to talk Serie A. Well done, Cristiano Ronaldo. A couple for Juventus.
Don't worry, Phil. I'll bring it back.
I know you will, mate.
Liverpool Radio. Liverpool AM.
You've got my back, mate.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Look. Let's go, Ronaldo. It does. Just to start with, it looks like he's got his mojo in Italian football.
Yeah.
And look, every player, even the greatest players in the world, take time to settle in. He looks like he's done that now. Two goals to bring Juve back from behind against Empoli to win the game 2-1, open up a nice little lead at the top of the Serie A. But Napoli haven't played yet. But even if they win, they can't catch Juve this week.
And Phil, talk about opening up a nice little lead. The good guys won 4-1 overnight, and after 10 games, James, guess who's on top of the EPL?
Oh, here we go.
Liverpool. And guess what, Ray? Let's go straight to the headline. Mo Salah, who's been ridiculed all season because he hasn't been finding the form of last season, is back, and back with
in
a vengeance.
Big way.
Fantastic finish overnight. And, you know, he scored now, I think that's three games, including Champions League on the trot. Just finding, really just starting to find his sharpness and his composure in front of goal again. And that augurs very well. When you look at him scoring, Mane scoring two, Firmino scoring midweek, and Napoli and PSG drawing in the Champions League, so Liverpool are top of their group. Gee, things are looking good if you're Jurgen Klopp.
Oh, right, I think.
Not looking so great if you're Jimmy Smith.
No, well, that can be said about a lot of things, but
and
anyway.
Spurs will beat Manchester City on Tuesday morning, so Liverpool stay top after match day 10.
Man United surely get home
over work, Phil.
Everton. Man United get home over Everton.
I hope so, because they're in my multi, so look, for that reason and that reason alone, Jimmy, I do hope that Jose Mourinho gets the points this week, but, look, it's... the week that was, Jimmy. You're a Manchester United fan. I'm not. But I would still like to see the right fit at Manchester United, because the Premier League and the Champions League need them to be firing.
Yeah.
For the sake of the product.
A huge club.
Yeah, it really is. Mm. And it's just wrong. Like, Eric Cantona came out during the week and said Mourinho is just not the right fit for Manchester United.
Who hasn't had a say, a former Manchester United great?
Have you had your say?
No. It's Paul Scholes. He's kept pretty quiet. Paul Scholes.
No, Scholes, he had a say.
He came out
a few weeks ago.
He scores goals. Paul Scholes.
Look, when Cantona... We're going to start singing.
Oh, I love him.
When Cantona comes out and says something like that, you know, it is time. And when,
right,
you,
well
when you concede...
So Phil, is it time? When
does
the club
the
make
right
a call?
Yeah.
Personally, I'd love to see Zidane. Zidane go to Manchester United.
That's the biggest story in world sport.
Oh, that would be unbelievable. And look, there's a little bit of smoke there. There is a little bit of smoke.
Okay.
So...
James is happy now.
Yeah.
Well, I was happy when Jose turned up because I thought, oh, he's fantastic as well.
But he was always turning up with a different style of football to what Manchester United was used
to. Right.
So it was kind of one of those. It was kind of
not the fit.
Yeah. Can we stop the rot, basically?
Okay.
Can we get some stability back? And it looked as though he was heading in the right direction last season, but then it's all gone third season Mourinho syndrome.
Well, we've got stability back too. Phil Moss joined us in the studio today, so that's a bit of a breakthrough there in our relationship, which is excellent. Mossy, thank you for that this morning.
I do have to say, Jimmy, no one told me that Ray was in Melbourne.
You've been isolated. One-on-one now. Look at this. A bit of shoulder to shoulder.
What Phil's saying, it's a phoner next week. Is that right?
Well, mate, if I'd have known you weren't here, Ray, I'd probably be still tucked under the doona, mate.
Probably with Ray. If Ed Ingham, you
mate. Come on.
It's ridiculous.
Come on.
1353 53, open line number. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more.
Dynamics Indications Gay and Adrian offer an awesome call to aim at the rich English race series. By Smart Missile, champion first crop sire, and now leading third crop sire. From Serenade Lily, a winning half-sister to champion three-year-old Serenade Rose. Bred to be precocious and quick, our colts are half-brother to Vocalize, winner and dual stakes performed at two. Join the Dynamic Gay and Adrian team at just $8,300 a share. Visit dynamicsindications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3368-08.
You've heard of the war on waste, but what can businesses do? Whether you're a brickie or a barista, you can do your bit to keep valuable resources in circulation. Planet Ark has developed the War on Waste Toolkit for Business to help you choose the right recycler or recycling equipment supplier. Get your staff on board and find products made from recycled material. Even if you're not in the recycling business, you can be in the business of recycling. Visit businessrecycling.com.au.
To the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Well, our talk topic today was witnessing history, and we saw that yesterday with 4 straight wins in the WS Cox Plate from the legendary Winx. We just heard it there. Bottom of the 18th, Raymond. We have a walk-off home run for Max Muncy, so you can be sure that American sports fans are going crazy. Los Angeles sports professional Brady Height is our man in LA at the moment. He's been good enough to join us on the line. G'day, Brady.
Jimmy, how are you, buddy? Raymond, good to talk to you.
Yeah, good morning, Brady.
How's everybody doing down in New South Wales?
Yeah, we're doing really well. We want to know what's happening in the City of Angels. Incredible game yesterday. Can you set the scene for the listeners, Brady? Because this was just record-breaking and record-making for a young guy like Max Muncy, who just a few months ago was playing in the AAA leagues.
Correct, Jimmy. So Max Muncy was on a roster for the Oakland Athletics, and he was released by the Oakland Athletics at the end of last year. So the Dodgers just got to literally snatch him up, you know, very little cost to put Muncy on the team. And the guy is just electric. I mean, left-handed bat, you know, pretty heavy set guy, really, really big bat. And it just seemed like, you know, I got home from work and the game was in the third inning. I had to go through the whole ordeal of putting my kids down to bed, but then I just hunkered down. And, you know, here's the issue with the Dodgers, okay? So the Dodgers do not play small ball well. And for all your viewers who aren't super familiar with baseball, you know, we're always looking to possibly sacrifice the batter to advance a runner in baseball. And the couple times the Dodgers attempted to do this via bunt, via fly ball, just super unsuccessful. So by the time the Dodgers were in the ninth inning, which is generally the end of the game, every hitter was coming up to try to hit a home run, which obviously is one of the – I honestly, watching as many sports as I do, that's just about as tough as anything to do in sport.
Yeah.
Is to jack a ball 400 feet. For the win, especially in a World Series where the pressure's on. So, you know, Muncy was just awesome. I mean, I stayed up on my couch. It was almost 1 in the morning Los Angeles time after the game. It started at 5:09 p.m. And, you know, my Great Dane puppy got woken up multiple times by me. Just losing my mind because we had a couple close shots. And then, obviously, even Yasiel Puig to just tie it up in the ninth inning with a single was amazing. So, Los Angeles sports, I'll tell you guys, we've got obviously LeBron James playing for the Lakers, the Dodgers in the World Series. The feeling yesterday was if the Dodgers lost, was we were going to get swept 4-0. The Red Sox had the best season by far of any team in the major leagues. But the Dodgers losing yesterday, it was probably going to be a 4-0 sweep. Now, I haven't walked past a man or a woman in Los Angeles today, you know, that's not wearing a Dodgers hat or a Dodgers shirt. And it's awesome. The vibe is unbelievable.
Well, Brady, we're about an hour away from Game 4 at Dodger Stadium. Rich Hill pitches for the Dodgers. Eduardo Rodriguez is on the mound for Boston Red Sox. Who gets the edge there?
All right. So fellas, here's the thing. This is the tricky thing about baseball compared to baseball of years ago, is you used to rely on a starting pitcher for a good 7 innings. Okay, and the game, unless it goes to overtime, is 9 innings.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So you're trying to get 7 innings out of a starter, and then you have what's called a relief or setup man pitch the 8th inning, and then you have your closer in the 9th. Because these playoff games and these World Series games are so crucial for not only the players but the coaches, you know, overall perception on their career. We're seeing starting pitchers get pulled after 2 innings to then rely on matchup pitching, where maybe a left-hander needs to go against a left-hander to get one crucial out. Here's my thought between Rich Hill and Eduardo Rodriguez. Eduardo Rodriguez is the first pitcher who's ever pitched the night before. He did pitch yesterday and gets the nod to start in a World Series game. It's never happened before.
Wow.
So, yeah, never happened before that a guy pitched last night and now is starting the next game. But Eovaldi for the Red Sox, who pitched 100 pitches to end that game last night before Muncy took him deep, was the projected starter for today. So, obviously, after 100 pitches, his arm is shot and cannot be the starter. I checked out Rodriguez's year. He went 13-5 with a 3.82 ERA, which means every 9 innings pitched, he's giving up 3.82 runs, which is decent. I feel like the Dodgers have the edge now. They're minus 160.
Yep.
United States betting, which means you're laying $160 to win 100. For the Red Sox, you're betting $100 to win 140. You know, sleeping in their own beds last night on short rest. Dodgers by a million tonight.
Okay, well, there you go. If you're looking at our markets here, $1.65 for the Dodgers, $2.25 Boston Outsiders. So very quickly, Brady, overall, Red Sox still favourite to win the World Series. They'll go back to Fenway after this game tonight. $1.40, the Red Sox.
Jim.
One more in Dodger Stadium. One more in Dodger.
Does not go back to Fenway, I don't believe. I think we go 2-3-2.
Okay.
Which means we're playing again in Los Angeles tomorrow.
Okay.
And then back to Fenway for the last two games.
$1.40 Red Sox for the series. Dodgers, $3 Outsiders. Very quickly.
Correct. Unfortunately, I've got the Red Sox winning the series. But that's an emotional hedge for me, Jim. I would put my money on the Red Sox and hope to be wrong there.
Brady, very good. Our sports professional from LA, Brady Hite, we really appreciate that, mate. Thanks again.
Thanks, Brady.
Absolutely, guys. Great talking to Sky Sports.
There he is, Brady Hite, also known as Uncle Brady in our household. Tracy Hite's brother.
Daily Tennis next week, James. He's all over that.
DailyTennisLesson.com if you want to check out his website as well, DailyTennisLesson.com. Well, let's get to the bottom of all those numbers that Brady was throwing at us with Trent Lenscow from tab.com.au. Let's go straight to the baseball. What are your thoughts on that, Trent? Good morning, mate.
Good morning to you, Jimmy. And it was amazing yesterday being in the press room. I turned to Ray Thomas at 6 o'clock and we both said, it's still going. Unbelievable. Game three. Longest game ever in the World Series. 18 innings, 7 hours and 20 minutes. So unbelievable. As you just referenced, Jimmy, the Dodgers are $1.65. The Red Sox, $2.25 to win game four. But Boston, they were $1.17 heading into yesterday's game three to win the World Series. They're now out to $1.40. And the Dodgers 5-3. But game four, just after 11 o'clock this morning, game five tomorrow, then the rest day, and they fly back to Boston.
Mm. Trent, two games in the NBL today, particularly one we're most interested in, the Kings v. the Taipans.
That's the second of the two games, Ray. 2:50, the tip-off at Kudos Bank Arena. The Sydney Kings, they got through with their first win last Sunday in New Zealand. They're $1.26 to beat the Cairns Taipans at $3.90. The line for that game is 8.5. The first of the doubleheader, a 12:20 start in Auckland. The New Zealand Breakers are $1.65, and the Adelaide 36ers, $2.25. The line, 2.5. And if you can't get enough of sports in Los Angeles, even though it's not in LA, the Lakers are playing in San Antonio today against the Spurs. Go Spurs, go. $1.90 each of two. That will be shown on ESPN from 11:30 this morning.
And plenty of football around as well to finish off A-League Round 2 and as we continue with Match Day 10 in the English Premier League.
That's right, Jimmy. Just the favourites for all of these matches. So the A-League from 5 o'clock today at Suncorp Stadium. Brisbane are $1.75 at home to Wellington. 7 o'clock at Amy Park. Melbourne Victory have to play there because of Taylor Swift at Marvel Arena. Victory are $1.80 against Perth. And then in the EPL, overnight from 12:30, Chelsea $1.35 away to Burnley. Arsenal $1.70 away to Crystal Palace. And at 3 in the morning, Manchester United $1.75 at home to Everton. There's the Australian MotoGP.
More horsepower.
Marquez $1.70. Roger Federer, 1 in the morning in Basel. He's $1.11.
How many Swiss indoors has he won?
He's won plenty, right? Yeah. I'm sure you'd know. Why would you be asking me, right? And Pakistan are $1.68 to clean sweep Australia in that 2020 series, which we're trying to forget about. At 3 in the morning, there's plenty happening. Check out all the markets at tab.com.au.
Now, I'm looking at you on the screen sitting next to Raymond there, and your hair is very different to when I first saw you this morning, Trent, which suggests to me you've rushed into the toilet and put a bit of water in the hair. Is there any product gone in as well? I know you are sitting next to Ray.
Now.
Look at him.
You've embarrassed him now, Trent.
Trent?
Jimmy, you poor fella.
Yes, there is a fair bit of product in there. There always is.
Can I just ask, did you use your own or did you borrow some of Raymond's?
No, we're getting along really well, but we're not sharing each other's hair gels or mousses. Don't worry about that.
You have to be getting along very well with Ray Thomas for that to happen, let me assure you. There we go. Good on you, Trent.
He's a hard man, Trent. He's such a hard man.
Oh, we know what that's code for, Raymond. Good on you, Trent. Trent Lanscale there from tab.com.au. Time now to speak to Scotty Foster from Steve Foster & Sons Quality Cars. G'day, Scotty.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Mate, what about this racing we've got on Manicato, the Cox Plate yesterday? Apparently the horse named Winx ran.
Yeah, I know, and how good was it? She's an absolute champion. She's a national hero, really. Like, mate, I can't believe that a horse actually stopped the whole place. and everyone just wanted to watch that one race for her. It was just amazing and a great feat for her and her owners. I think I thought I was an owner yesterday afternoon, actually, when she won. And, boys, I'm feeling it a little bit this morning, actually. She she pulled on a little heartstring there, and it's just great to see that racing can do such a, I don't know, like such a great thing for everyone, I suppose, and bring them together like that.
Absolutely. And very appropriate that the car you have available is a Mitsubishi Colt 2012 VRX.
Yeah, I did that on purpose.
Well done.
Segway, boys,
The mayor, but this one is a 2012 Mitsubishi Colt VRX. The little automatic five-door hatch. This is a beautiful little automatic hatch. It's a one-owner. It only has 30,000 kilometres. It does come with logbooks and service history. Now, the VRX comes with a sports body kit, alloy wheels, rear spoiler, front spotlight, sports seat, ABS brakes, airbags, Bluetooth. It's got the USB and AUX connection, and it's got remote central locking. This really is a great little automatic hatch. It only has 30,000 kilometres. It's on sale for the listeners today at an unbelievable $6,990. So go to the website, www.fosterscqualitycars.com.au, or give us a call on 96375024. And don't forget to mention Sky Sports Radio, because if you go onto our website, boys, this car is actually $8,990. So mention Sky Sports Radio, and you'll get it for $6,990 today. That's unbelievable. It's